Harper Audio presents A Duke in Shining Armor, A Difficult Duke's Novel by Loretta Chase. Performed by Kate Redding. Prologue. London. Early morning of 11 June 1833. The Duke of Ashmont was not a very good duke. Rather an awful one, actually. And so nobody could be in the least surprised to see him, drunk as an emperor, that was to say, 10 times as drunk as a lord, staggering down the steps of Croxford Club on the arm of one of his 2 best friends. This one was Hugh Philemon Ancaster, 7th Duke of Ripley. Where Ashmont was fair-haired, blue-eyed, and angelic-looking, Ripley was dark. Unlike Ashmont, he did not appear to be spun of dreams and gossamer, and women did not follow his movements with the moonstruck expressions they accorded his grace with the angel face. On a good day, someone had said once, Ripley's face resembled that of a wolf who'd been in too many fights. Furthermore, though his slightly older title ranked him a notch or two higher in precedence than Ashmont, Ripley was merely as drunk as a lord. He could still distinguish up from down. When, therefore, His Grace of Ashmont showed an inclination to stumble in the downhill direction, towards St. James's Palace, Ripley hauled him about.
"This way," he said. "Hackney stand up ahead."
"Right," Ashmont said. "Can't miss the wedding. Not this one. It's me."